This is Ruben.
Hey, Ruben, Sam, sorry. I got swamped and all.
No.
My employees don't speak English, so I have to sometimes step in.
Not
but,
a problem.
Hey, guys. Hello. How are you? Good, good, thank you. I'm the cooler, yes. Hey, sorry. Again,
no worries.
There's nothing I can do about that. But, okay, you're telling me, I'm sorry, we can continue our conversation that what you guys are willing to offer me at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not willing. Hopefully, you know, we can get something going. So, do you have a pen handy?
Yeah, I actually do. All right.
So, the first thing is, what do you know about the working capital, the cash loan program?
I don't know anything about it.
Okay.
But you said they pulled my credit 5 times. Who pulled it 5 times?
I see a lot of inquiries on your credit for 2014. Some are blacked out. I'm just saying, it looks like you've applied for this loan in the past. That's why I'm asking.
Okay. Well, I could have. I mean, it's very high possibility. When I opened the business, I needed funds, so I applied everywhere.
Okay, not a problem. So let's go over this loan and figure out what's the best available product for your business right now. So the first thing is this. The first thing we want to really figure out is, how much money do you need? What is the goal amount of capital right now?
I'm looking for like 60.
That's 60.
My goal. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's the I know that's what you, the maximum you want. What's the minimum you'll accept?
30.
Okay. What is this money being used for? Is it, you said, an inventory purchase?
Inventory purchase, yes, sir.
Is that one purchase or is that multiple purchases?
Multiple purchases are going to be.
Okay. Is this an all or nothing scenario? And by that, I mean, you have to do everything at once, or can you take advantage of some of these inventory purchases, you know?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. 2 weeks, you know, 2 weeks grace period they give me, they ship me the product. And
okay.
Some of them need, like, instantly their money, but some of them, they want to work with customers. It's just that build out a relationship with the vendors. And, of course, you have to be in business certain time. Most of them, they already do. I just need to get more product in here, you know?
Okay. Next question.
The margin is not really great on the groceries, but, I mean, it's definitely be there to be made. The more product I have, the more I can push out.
Okay. So the question I'm asking you is, you know, if you got, you know, $30,000, what does that do for your business? By what's your return on investment?
100%. So
what do you? I thought you said the margins were low.
Just on the groceries that we have a restaurant now. We have a full blast meat shop here too, man.
Oh, so you're using this to buy high margin products?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me give you my... Go ahead.
Give me a second. Let me catch our customer.
Sure.
Okay.
Hello? Hello?
Ruben, you still there, man?
I am.
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
I just wanted to kind of go over the product that we offer and what you'd qualify for and how it works.
Okay.
And, you know, we're not the only finance company out there. If you don't get the terms from us or you don't like the terms you get from Bank of Cardiff, what other options are you considering?
Well, Compass Banks that actually came through, I believe Friday was the counter offered me like 45, and like you don't pay anything in any interest for like 6 months. I have to look at the details again. I can send it to you if you like. But yeah, it's like 8% after certain after 6 months, and it was for like 3 years, I believe the term was.
If that's a legitimate offer, I would take it.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty good. Compass Banks, you really, really, they work really well with the customers.
Have you ever done a loan with them?
No, actually, I have not. That's why I'm especially with you guys, trying to see what you guys can do for me.
If you have and take it with utmost respect, if you don't have, if it's not an if it's not like a contingent approval, if it's not like a flyer, if it's a real approval, they've ran your credit, they have an approval good to go for you, take the money.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to get... There's nothing going to be, nothing in this industry is going to touch that offer if that's a real offer. I don't know if it's a real offer or not.
Yeah, I just have to go back there and make sure everything is as it is, they say. But so what are the offers that you guys offering?
We won't be in the same strike zone. My underwriters won't even be close to that. It's going to be a waste of your time. That's a ridiculously cheap offer. If they're giving you $45,000 of unsecured cash and they've fully underwritten your file, they've ran your credit, they've evaluated your financials, nothing that we can touch.
I'm just trying to see what you guys are offering right now because I, like I said, this is what they offered me, and they did get all of my information, so I'm not sure how accurate I'm being right now, but. I'm just trying to see what you guys offer, so I put my future references. I'm trying to understand you guys and how you guys are working with people.
Well, we offer two products. One is cash, which is unsecured. One is equipment. That's a secured loan. Those are two very, very different products. A cash loan is considered extremely high risk because if you don't pay, there's nothing securing that loan. Unlike the equipment, if you don't pay, we really are left kind of holding the bag. That doesn't mean that it doesn't make sense for a good product. What would I think is what do I think an underwriter is going to come back with? Well, they're not going to come back with 45 to 60. That's too much cash based on the credit history and the balances. There are some overdrafts in your bank account. You're aware of that, correct?
Yeah, of course.
I think right now what I'm saying, I think we could probably offer you something in the range of probably $20,000 to $50,000. That's probably $20,000 to $40,000 is more accurate. Probably over a 6 month to year term, maybe 18 months, but probably 6 months to 1 year to get a relationship going. But if you've got a true 3-year loan, I don't want to waste your time, and I know you don't want to waste mine. I'm not going to be in the same ballpark as my underwriters.
Okay. Well, this is what the underwriters are offering right now to me?
I used to be in underwriting, so I know the way they think. And I know that they're not going to come close to that offer. You know, a customer sometimes come into us and they have these one-off offers that we can't compete with. And why would we waste a customer's time and tell them something we can't do? We will not be close.
Sure. I understand, but I mean, I still haven't got an answer from you, and I'm trying to see what are their terms and everything.
Well, our rates would be much. What I'm telling you is this: before I, you know, submit your, I've submitted your file for a few programs without running your credit all over town. That's not what we do here. We only do a soft inquiry once we look at your credit. You might get like a letter in the mail, but the loan that we're going to get. Put it this way. I'll maybe have a. I don't want to run your credit unnecessarily. In my line of business, I find it hard to believe a traditional bank would give a small business $60,000 of unsecured money with at a low rate of interest with no security.
Yeah, it's a signature line of credit, so that's what it is.
Are you signing for it? Or is someone else signing for it?
I think I am. That's what I'm understanding was with the company. With the bank, of course, I would say.
And you're sure this is a $60,000 offer?
Like I said, this came through. I haven't followed up on it, man. I've been so busy lately. I just haven't had a chance to go follow up back on it. But I can get more details then.
I would tell you.
Cool.
I mean, this is. Before I run your credit unnecessarily, here's what I would like to do, and I just want to respect your business and your relationship with Bank of Cardiff. There's no way our company will come close to that offer. You would probably receive a $20,000 to $40,000 offer. It'd be a starter loan. Some of the concerns are I have sought your file to underwriting. They've taken a look at it, and some of their concerns are you're aware of what's going on with your credit right now, correct?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so
I'm working on that.
And that's okay. No one's here to judge you, but I think you'd be approved for our starter loan program. I think you could get approved, and the good thing about our loans is they're very easy to fund. So if the terms work for you, you could fund within, you know, you could get the money in your account by tomorrow. But, you know, our cost of funding is going to be well above 8%. I can give you some ideas of what I think your underwriting term would come back with, say, over a year term if you're interested.
Okay.
So our loans, like I said, start at 10% on the dollar. I'm not going to quote you on that program based on the credit. So I think on an unsecured basis for just cash, straight cash financing, you'd probably borrow the money. Are you trying to pay this off quickly, or are you trying to do it over the longest period of time? Like 6 months?
6 months to a year, yeah, something like that you said.
Okay. What I'm going to do is my underwriter just pinged me. So let me go talk to them, and I'll give you a call right back, okay? Maybe they have these numbers for me.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.